Paula Caproni is going to start out.
I'll try to stick to the 3 minutes. I'm Paula Caproni. I teach here at the Ford School. I also, my primary home is at the business school. And my course is Pathways to Professional Success. It's Public Policy 735. And my whole work life is devoted to helping people be successful, however they define success. And so here's my assumption. Going into this course, everybody in this room, you know, just has great knowledge. You're really good at what you do. You're going to develop a deep expertise. That's great with data. It's going to be very credible. How do you turn what you know, right, into three things? One is results that matter to others. How do you have a big impact with what you, you know, with what you know? Okay. How do you so that's one, results. The second one is how do you get the career that you want? However you define success. For some people, they want to move up at a particular path. Other people aren't so sure yet, so they're trying to figure that out. Some people said, you know what, I want to do this for a while, then maybe something else. Some people want to retire early. Some people want to stay on track, then get off the career track and do something else, then go back. How do you develop a set of skills so that you have options and you achieve the success that you desire? For some people, it's salary, promotions. For other people, it's let me do what I love and please, please, please don't promote me. I want to stay just where I am, but I want to have a big impact and influence where I am. Okay? So it's results, it's career. And the third is well-being. You know, I always end, I'll explain, it's two days that I teach. We end on crafting a life. Happiness, health, well-being, contributing to your communities. And interestingly, the same things that predict success at work in terms of results and career also predict, well, one of the things, longevity. One thing we'll talk about is one thing is how much of your success, the three things I mentioned, results, career, well-being, are predicted by your IQ and how well you're doing in your classes. In this room, we're looking just in this room, and people like you all over, right? You know, there are certain skills that are just known in your field. How many people say your IQ will predict 75 to 100%? How about 50 to 74%? Oh, you're good. How about 25 to 49%? How about below 25%? That's it. And so this course is saying we'll take your smartness and your knowledge and turn it into results, a career, well-being. So that's kind of a teaser. You know, so what are the other things other than IQ? It matters. Your expertise matters. Your education matters. But you'll get better results if you do other things. What are the number one predictors of success? And a new book just came out called The Longevity Factor. Researchers out in California. I've been waiting for that book. One of the first chapters is a characteristic called conscientiousness. We talk about that. We've known that for 15 years. But it also predicts longevity. And that's it's something. Conscientiousness is being achievement-oriented, hardworking, dependable, reliable, organized, planful. So you can have the best grades, the best IQ scores, but if you're not that, you can't organize your life and people can't depend on you, you know, it's not going to do as much for you. You're wasting some of your resources. So it's that kind of thing, right? So the syllabus is we meet on November 11th, December 12th, 2nd. From 8:30 to 2:30, we meet a full day, have lunch in the middle. We put candy in there around 11 o'clock so you stay focused, right? We do that. And we start off with what are the characteristics that predict success, then developing power and influence. It's a great thing. And then we go away. We come back on December 2nd, and we talk about managing up, down, sideways, building teams, and crafting a life. That's the plan, and I hope I see some of you there.